We are reading from the writings of Baal HaSulam, the article of the Ervut.
Yes, the article, the Ervut, Baal HaSulam wrote it, as we can see, the continuation of the article Matan Torah. He thought to make it one article, and as usual, there will be other several chapters that are connected to that same article. Because nevertheless, Matan Torah has to be the head to all the wisdom of Kabbalah, to all the systems, to all the study. Since to explain what the Torah was given for, meaning this method which brings light to a person and raises a person above, the Torah is from the word, the upper light, the reforming light. And therefore, he thought to make one article out of it. Later, we can say exactly what his intention was, but he divided it into two. I think, but this is me who's thinking, that the solution of why he divided it into two is because he gives a heading, a title to the Matan Torah, love thy friend as thyself, the great rule in the Torah. And here he gives the heading that all of Israel are responsible for one another. That Israel are those who yearn to the Creator. If they connect in Arvut to one another, they reach the goal. Meaning there's one article which talks about the goal itself, love thy friend as thyself, and the other goal which helps, supports it, which is, it goes hand in hand, where all of Israel, all those who yearn, must be in responsible for one another, in a Arvut with one another. They both talk about the individual who feels himself separated from the others, included with his ego, and that all his correction is to breach the shell of the ego and connect to the others, to those who are with him together in the direction of attaining the spiritual goal. Please.
The Arvut continued from Matan Torah. All of Israel are responsible for one another. This is to speak of the Arvut when all of Israel became responsible to one another.
Meaning that all those who yearn for the Creator, called Yashar Kel Israel, direct to the Creator, all those are actually, they must be in Arvut, in a mutuality, in a connection, in a mutual support, mutual incorporation, until they truly feel themselves where they don't feel themselves even existing other than the connection, where their whole life, they're just in connection, that all the attainment of the goal is in that connection, where if there is no connection, that they simply disappear, that they are no longer human beings, they're animals. Because the difference between the degree of animal and the degree of speaking, which is in our world also not so clear what that is only to the measure of the Arvut between animals, and then those are called human beings, people. More correctly, Israel. But just to emphasize the extent in which Arvut is the boundary, the border, which cuts off all of reality into two levels. There's still vegetative animal, and above animate, there's the degree of speaking. So the degree of speaking is the one that already resembles the Creator. The degree of Adam, one who is similar to the Creator. That degree can rise and exist only to the extent of Arvut within it.
Please. Because the Torah was not given to them before each and every one from Israel was asked if he agreed to take upon himself the commandment of loving others in the full measure expressed in the words, love your friend as yourself, as explained in the article, Matan Torah. Examine it thoroughly there. This means that each and every one in Israel will take upon himself to care and work for each member of the nation to satisfy all their needs, no less than the measure imprinted in him to care for his own needs.
Meaning we can see here that actually the demand of the Arvut is the direct emergence, the direct result of love thy friend as thyself, which was the demand in the article Matan Torah. Yes.
Once the whole nation unanimously agreed and said, we will do and we will hear, each member of Israel became responsible that no member of the nation will lack anything. Only then did they become worthy of receiving the Torah and not before.
Yes, meaning once more, the condition, love thy friend as thyself, obligates us to come to a state in which we are guarantors. Complete, 100% responsible for one another. Meaning, like yourself, mean just like you love yourself, you have to love the other. So you concern for him just like you care for yourself, as if you are emerging out of your body and entering his body and caring for him exactly like you would care for yourself when you were in your body. And then it turns out that the Arvut is some additional mean, an additional means of love thy friend as thyself. Kiev.
Да, дорогой Раф, а вообще вот в группах каббалистов, вот в частности, вот у Рабаша, вот когда вы были, вот это...
In groups of Kabbalists, like at Rabash when you were there, was the law of Avut felt when you don't think of your personal needs and also every friend?
No. We did not reach such a degree, but we thought about it, we heard about it, and there were those that were less and those that understood more the necessity of it. But nevertheless, to the extent in which you are truly aware of it, that was a matter of each and every one.
А вот от Рабаша это ощущалось, вот что человек действительно, или это все только во внутреннем?
Did you feel it from Rabash, or was it all internal?
No, it was more something that's inside a person, and it was clear that to the extent in which a person is in a greater ego, he has a greater difficulty to reach Arvut and to rise above oneself. For me, for instance, it was very difficult, very difficult. And there's nothing you can do. That's what the Creator gave, such conditions, and you have to work with it. There's nothing you can do about it. And that's how we were trying. To the extent in which each of us understood that it's nevertheless his work, and the group is ready to support this and to give it a certain framework, a certain conditions that are external, but nevertheless, the work is personal work for a person.
Просто я хочу понять, вот, предположим, мы пришли в поручительство в группе.
I'm just trying to understand. Let's say we reached the degree of Avut in the group, in the 10, in the world group. So does anything external change?
people from the outside don't need to see anything. They don't need to see anything. Moreover, besides, until the end of correction, after all, we are constantly rising higher on the degrees, and in each degree you have left and right that will be revealed things that are contradicting one another and also in connection with one another. Therefore, these states will be kind of one after the other, and then all will be in great changes, great fluctuations, and we need to be ready to understand that this is going to happen to a person where you could suddenly jump to a big ego and suddenly come to a state in which he embraces everyone and all of a sudden hates everyone, where there are such conditions, such states. And of course, later it gets balanced and a person does these things and goes through it within him, in his internality. But that's life. What can you do? To build an Adam from a beast is not simple. That is our work.
The degree of man still, is it my attitude to the 10 or a general degree of the 10?
Both this and that. Gilad.
We're continuing with this collective responsibility. Each member of the nation was liberated from worrying about the needs of his own body and could observe the mitzvah, the commandment, love your friend as yourself in the fullest measure and give all that he had to any needy person. Since he no longer cared for the existence of his own body, as he knew for certain that he was surrounded by 600,000 loyal lovers standing ready to provide for him. For this reason, they were not ready to receive the Torah at the time of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But only when they came out of Egypt and became a complete nation. Only then was there a possibility to guarantee everyone's needs without any care or concern. However, while they were still mingled with the Egyptians, a portion of their needs was necessarily given into the hands of these savages, cremated with self-love. Thus, the portion that is given into the hands of foreigners will not be secured for any person from Israel, because his friends will not be able to provide for those needs, as they will not be in possession of them. Consequently, as long as the individual is troubled with the concerns for himself, he is unfit to even begin to observe the mitzvah, love your friend as yourself.
Meaning to attain work in mutual arvut, to come to love thy friend as thyself, is possible only under the condition that a person rises above his ego and is incorporated in others.
Mamash ein shilot.
There's truly no questions. Yes, Gilad.
It sounds like an oxymoron, because if there are any state that they're not concerned of themselves and only about one another, so what else do you have to do now? It's already the desired state they have to reach. He says it's a condition.
Now we need to start incorporating in one another so each will feel the desire of the friend, and by incorporating in the desires of all the friends, he's actually incorporating in the desire of the Creator, because the Creator has no desire. And by discovering that he's being filled with the desires of the others, he's filling the desire of the Creator. I dwell amongst my people. And then it turns out that in his attitude towards others, he reveals his attitude towards the Creator in practice. And by that, he realizes.
Yeah, implements.
Yes. Yeah, maybe implements the purpose of creation, the essence of creation. Meaning, there's none more than reaching the love of others and in practice filling others, which is called that he's filling the Creator.
Yes.
But he's saying it's a condition to even start the right work, to be in such a state of avut.
Yes.
But this condition won't be possible unless they really want it. Yearn for it, ask for it.
So gradually, slowly, slowly, we invite the reforming light which creates in us that desire. We just need to understand the extent in which we are opposite this today completely, and you see that humanity is completely in clash and this mutual hatred and such calculations towards one another on one hand. On the other hand, to the extent in which if we want to come to the degree of eternality of Arvut, we have no choice but to come to it. We can get to it only through the correction of our vessel of Adam, the general vessel of Adam Arishon, in mutual Arvut, which is how we can fill the Creator. We give back to Him, be connected to Him, and accordingly rise to His degree. These are really not simple things. Of course, they are very distant from us, and on the other hand, we have entered the state of the last generation, meaning now, specifically in our times, we can start to observe this condition of Arvut. Okay?
No, PT 3.
Oh, PT 3.
Yes, why if 600,000 love me, they relieve me from self-love? If you go in between 600,000 that love you,
yes,
so they bestow upon you. They take up your first 9 sfirot, as we say. And then you must start working according to the way they illuminate on you, project upon you their love.
According to what law does this work? Why doesn't it increase my ego more, for example?
It is like light and vessel. The great light, if it enters and shines on the light, and the vessel is in order to receive, so the vessel grows in its will to receive, that wants to receive the light. I don't know exactly what state you're asking about.
He says that if there are 600,000 people that are loyal lovers, then it's clear that you won't think about yourself.
Correct. Because those 600,000 people become your first 9 sfirot.
What does that mean?
What does it mean? That all of the bestowal of your life you get from them. It's like as if you were born in a corrected world. You were born in a society that constantly gives you a feeling of mutual guarantee. that you can behave differently. You don't know what it means to behave otherwise.
And
why does this neutralize my self-love?
Because it's opposite laws of how to use your will to receive correctly, to raise it from self-love to the love of others. They, every time, give you different kinds of influences. You can't behave in a different way. I promise you that if you would enter such a society, within a very short time, you would become exactly like them. That's called the influence of the environment on man.
Because they love me, I will be obligated to love them too?
Yes, obligated.
What action do I need to do? How do I open myself to this bestowal on my behalf towards them?
If you find such a group, they will work, bestow upon you even if you don't want it. That's what we have to do in our society by mutual bestowal, that we will obligate each and every friend as much as he has more corrupted desires. Those desires will be also corrected. How do I neutralize a self-love in a friend? Rav, by example. Niv, what kind of example? That I love him? Rav, that you love him, that you love the others, that you will try and incorporate with the qualities of bestowal of the others. Niv, what is in love that will give him forces and give me forces to resemble it? Why can't he just accept it, take it, and that's it? Rav, it depends how you give the love. If your love is, how should I say it? If your love, if you project it from that heart of bestowal, that's something else. And if you project it from wanting to exploit it, him, that's something else.
Maybe that's something that is not so clear. If you can sharpen the difference, because the person who receives such an attitude can kind of receive it egoistically. It's not clear what makes the difference here.
So that already belongs to the clothing, what you're saying. It belongs to the clothing. In what clothing does bestowal come from one another to another? That's why there needs to be a tendency to neutralize the ego, to clothe bestowal and reflected light in the desire to bestow that comes above the will to receive back. Then you already start working like in a patsuf, with a restriction, screen, reflected light.
And how do we do this? How do we come close to this now?
I can give you lessons now on how the patsuf works.
So what kind of work do we need to observe now between us? What arvut do we need to have today between us?
As much as you can, help each other to awaken the importance to mutual bestowal, to coming closer mutually, that will feel each other as if we're more corrected than it was before, more connected than it was before, that we all want to be drawn into one heart, to live more together. And in this way, each and every one that wants to promise the others that we're all concerned about the connection to such an extent that between us we want to reveal the Creator, the general force of bestowal. The Creator isn't there. We're building Him in these relationships between us. As it's written, you have made me.
Thank you.
PT9.
You said before that we are in the period of the last generation and we can already be in Arvut.
Bala Sulam said that.
Yes, but in the world we see more and more that we need to be in Arvut. Where do we see that we can be in Arvut?
We can be in Arvut. You see that even the Creator, about this war that is taking place between Russia and the Ukraine, He's obligating both sides, on sides on one hand and other sides on the other hand, to be in avut between them, and responsibility between them. And everything that's happening there, each moment, each one can use nuclear weapons, but they're still hoarding themselves. Gradually, qualities and laws, new ones, are being revealed in human society. That their purpose is to determine a new relationship between nations, between the types of ego in humanity.
I see that the Creator is pushing us more to be in our, and more to be in Arvut. I don't see how, that He's showing us how to be. It's possible.
He can't do that. That's your work. You need to yearn to be in Arvut with people. And that then the Creator will keep that avut. He must do it. He won't give you an example. No.
Because I don't see that humanity in general is learning something from this pressure.
So let's talk about us. I don't like theories. I'm not a university.
No, so I'm asking, all this war and everything we see, it's only about us? It's only on Bnei Baruch in the end?
I also don't know that. That doesn't belong to our work, our internal spiritual work. Let's speak about that. That's what we're dealing with. Don't drag us outside of this. Moscow 1.
Yes, Rav, thank you. I would like to sharpen another matter. Again, the quality of bestowal we acquire from the work with the friends and the internal place that we discover in the work is ready towards the world?
Let's say so. I don't want to explain more than I want to explain. I want to speak about the avut between us. And you're saying, if we do this and this between us, we'll give a place for the whole world. It's not important for me now, the world. Now, this group is important for me, that you work on the avut between you. That's my problem. And you, one guy, is dragging me to the university or the external world. I don't want to be in either. You have to understand that we need to speak and scrutinize only about the avut between us. And by that, everything will be corrected.
Но это же поручительство же начинает работать только когда появляется место, когда этот отпечаток.
The avut begins to work when the place is revealed, when the quality of bestowal begins to be revealed in our world. Independently, then we can talk about the arvut, and when we just act in arvut.
If you won't break your head and yourself entirely, that you're so confident that you're asking to the point, if you don't break yourself in order to build arvut in your tent, so nothing will happen. That's it. I have nothing else to add. I gave you enough to ask every time.
Mach 11.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, World Kli. This is the question. We are together in the lesson. The tents and the Mac Academy cycle 11. Are we in the right direction towards mutual arvut, trying to breach from above the boundaries of the 10?
I can't answer you about that. I don't know exactly what you're doing or how you put the tents together, three tens, or don't ask me about that. You're doing so. It's your deeds. It's not mine. We don't have such things of what you're doing. If you sit together and watch together, that's one thing. If you speak about avot and the connection between you, that's already something else. There's one group that keeps some laws inside itself, and a different group that accepts different laws inside, but if you start mixing, so it can also cause a lack of understanding and a lack of order. That you do it alone, so I don't know. I'm not getting into this, and I'm not your teacher about that. Moscow 7.
Здравствуйте, Раф. Поручительство
— это
союз между нами.
The Arvut eventually is a covenant between us, or a covenant between us and the Creator.
Both. But for now, it's between us. That's what we're speaking about here. But of course, that no Arvut between us can take place if we won't have a covenant with the Creator about it too.
Beseder.
Okay.
Tov. Piti 18.
Piti 18.
No, Yochai.
Well, Yochai.
Good morning, teacher. About what you just said, teacher, how to be from that 600,000 towards the friends there. You want them to be impressed, to feel there's a backing, support, confidence.
I want that a few times a day they'll think about having an obligation to reach mutual guarantee. And from not knowing what it is or how to implement it, they'll pray to the Creator, turn to Him, that they want guidance, that they want forces and success in that. And then, in the connection between them and the Creator, they will receive guidance from above. That's what I want to happen.
I want to give them strength. But I don't see that they're impressed by it, or they're moved by it, excited about it.
Patience.
What else to do?
First of all, patience, and a good and a nice attitude, and try to connect between them. And it'll work out in such a way. Slowly, it's the most important thing. It's the first and it is the last, the avut between us. Because that's actually the correction of the entire vessel to the degree that it, up to the avut, we reveal the Creator. And in all the degrees that He has revealed, He is revealed to the extent of the avut between us.
Do you have advice of how to be more delicate, more gentle? To be gentle to the right measure?
Not to be gentle, it's to try and do it from the feeling of love and avut. Love and avut.
Piti 6.
Piti 6.
Rav, if I understood correctly, you said to Niv that if I'm not in Arvut towards the 10, it's a sign that actually the 10 isn't giving me the strength to be in Arvut towards them.
No, that's not what I said. Maybe the 10 is giving you forces and you're not responding to it.
Okay, that was my confusion. I understand that I need to nullify before them.
You do need to annul before them, but it's a lot of work to annul.
Okay, it just sounded unclear.
Okay.
That's why.
Volga.
Okay. Volga.
Раф, если можно, немножко поясните, пожалуйста. Вот вы сейчас Денису отвечали по
поводу... If possible, can you explain, please? You answered Denise. About the Creator needs to be added in the Arvut between us. Question, what does the Creator add in the Arvut between us?
The Creator adds to our Arvut everything needed for the Arvut to be stabilized more correctly in direction and in intensity. That when we advance in mutual guarantee, we come from the shattering of the vessel throughout the whole path until the vessel that is established in one heart, one man, and we are all through one desire where we discover the complete adhesion to the Creator. That the whole path of the ladder is keeping the avut, keeping the connection in a way that we, in all of us, reach a state that we become as one in all stages on the way.
German 4.
Bala Sulam writes about the avut in the Israeli nation. What about other nations if they want to join the Israeli nation? Is it a treaty in the heart?
What do you call the Israeli nation? I'm asking you.
I think it is the 600,000 souls that agreed to receive the Torah.
Lo.
And who came to the nation in the Exodus of Egypt?
Lo.
No, that was once. Question if it even took place in history. We'll talk about that later. Jews or Israelis are called those that yearn for adhesion with the Creator. That's it. Israel isn't a nation. It's according to the direction of a person in his spiritual development. That's the definition according to the wisdom of Kabbalah. That's why if you're studying and want to implement the wisdom of Kabbalah, you have no choice but to accept that definition. Israel is called Yashar Kel, straight to the Creator, aimed straight towards the Creator. What does it mean, straight towards the Creator? That every time he receives into himself new discernments, new changes that bring him closer to resemble the Creator, to resemble bestowal. The Creator is the force of bestowal. So whoever goes and establishes himself more and more in bestowal towards the others, first to the 10, then to everyone, he is called that he wants to resemble the Creator. That's why he's called Yashar Kel Israel. That's it.
So I'm a little bit confused by the conversion in this world, in the material world, and the understanding of the Kabbalah. I see that if I have Kabbalah, I don't need an external conversion to Judaism anymore. I'm straight to the Creator by studying the point in the heart and wanting to bestow and resemble the Creator, and that's it.
You don't have to do any action except for correcting your heart, that it will be to love the others. Love your friend as yourself. That's all of the Torah. That is it. And it has nothing to do with you changing your religion or becoming through some formal ceremony that you're Jewish to write it down somewhere. That won't help. You have to be in your heart and your desire to yearn for adhesion with the Creator, to resemble the Creator. What does that mean? That you will be in a desire of love as he is. Look how much time we need in order to put it into the heart and head of a person and someone that's with us for a long time. Every time these basic things, these elementary things. And it's in each of us too, it exists.
Darom One.
South One.
Rav.
When we build the Arvut in the Ten, it needs to be agreed upon everyone, or each kind of grasps it according to his vessel?
Even if everybody agrees on it, still everybody will perceive it in his own vessel. But through mutual work, in prayer and a plea to the Creator to connect us, to help us, by that we will start feeling each other more in one vessel.
And what to do when you raise some deed of Arvut, the rest of the friends resist.
So they resist, what can they do? Maybe they're right. You think you're right, and you're performing an important and correct action, and why isn't everybody accepting it? And they don't feel that it's like that.
Isn't there a matter of being against nature here?
I don't want to get into philosophy with you now. I'm not getting into this, and I don't want to. Just understand that to be right, that's the last thing.
Carmiel.
Рав, скажите, пожалуйста, вот прийти к
поручительству,
это выглядит как
сложный процесс. Скажите, appears like a prolonged process. Is there some kind of breach somewhere you can shorten this process and get there right now?
Turn to the Creator, only He can do it.
PT 29.
I'll ask. It's written, and they were as a whole nation on its own. What is the connection between observing the condition of Arvut and the quantity of people and the quality or unity between them?
Obviously that the more people that agree to keeping the Arvut, it's easier to keep it. Okay, I see that we won't be able to advance anymore in this article. Let's ask the internet.
Then we also have women questions that we didn't ask yet.
That's a problem, yeah.
Ricky from Latin is asking, do I need to do the Arvut with every friend in the Ten, or only with those that come regularly to the mutual connections?
No, it's the desire to keep it in the Ten.
Ruslan from Mac 22 is asking, if a friend doesn't come to the lesson because it's hard for him to wake up in the morning, is he breaching the Arvut, or am I breaching it by not doing everything to awaken him?
That's a mutual problem. Try somehow to keep a schedule. Next.
Michal from PT 30 is asking, even if I'm in concern and Arvut for everyone, if I don't have friends that care for me, it won't help me and I won't succeed. So in what am I to blame?
You have to be in Arvut with everybody and the rest leave to the Creator.
A student from Tel Aviv 4 is asking, what is a covenant with the Creator in our current state?
When I try to keep to do what he's demanding of us, meaning to reach Arvut, and the more to love between us and the Creator, as an answer to it, we already do what we want. That's called make your desires his desire, and he'll make his desires your desire.
Last question, Francis from Kabir 9 is asking, in the virtual world like us, how do we raise the principle of mutual Arvut practically so that every friend will feel it, especially in the environment of the Ten?
We speak of the system of Adam Rishon, and as much as we have to come back to it in its entire wholeness. And from that, it'll be understood that the law of the Arvut is the main law in the corrected system of Adam Rishon. And we're going to the women.
we are going to the women.
USA West 2.
USA West 2. It's written, love thy friend as thyself. And we find that this state can exist only in a complete nation in which all its members agree to this. The question, what does it mean to agree if the creature doesn't have the understanding or ability to love?
As much as he can. As much as he can. By that we grow like babies that start growing, that they themselves don't do anything, but their body works automatically. That's how we also. Next.
56. What is the inversion that takes place in a person when he enters into Arvut with others?
That he exchanged his intention from in order to receive to in order to bestow. Next.
Also from PT6, how are we building in the connection between us, Adam Alishon, or is each of us building it within himself?
Each one in himself.
Unity 3.
Can only part of the 10 reach Arvut?
Also, part of the 10 can reach Arvut.
So they're asking Rav how to work with the rest of the members of the 10 in that way.
We have to work with everyone, but whoever is there and as much as each one advances towards it. But you can't reach the true spiritual attainment if you don't reach Ovut. Next.
From Chile. What does it mean to be a complete nation on its own?
A 10, let's say. The nation is a group that has an ideology, a purpose, a goal in its advancement. They are called a nation, a group, a whole nation.
Rav, questions on the approach to the study of Judaism Kabbalah? PT22, I heard that I cannot offer to the friends what I don't have in me, what I have not attained, which is not from bestowal. So what is it actually to act? Am I not supposed to act towards the friends?
Yes, I can act before the friends and show them the right, good, corrected behavior, even though I myself am still not in it. Yeah, that awakens people to advance, so it's good.
USA
3. Often, love and greatness of the Creator seem like abstract relative to the disturbances which are sensed as much more tangible. How to nevertheless,
of course,
overcome them with the feeling of the greatness of the Creator.
You start behaving the way you should, then you'll start understanding that everything that seems to you that is real, solid, strong, like a rock, you will start seeing that there is nothing real about it, but that's how the Creator is showing it to you.
Moscow 8. Why, when I'm strengthening in the faith of the Creator, disturbances come? Is there a certain set of laws here that in connection between them?
Of course, yes. Because, well, what are disturbances? It's the stages that are before you that you have to rise above in order to come closer to the Creator. Those are the disturbances and not anything else. That's why, if you don't know what to do and how to overcome, so pray that you will rise above them, meaning that they won't be as disturbances on the path, that even though they appear, you still overcome them. That's it.
Ken.
Yep.
17. How do you go out of a general foggy deficiency to the goal and move to a more pinpointed, precise guidance towards the lesson being like a medicine, like a remedy?
That's by scrutiny. You can't do it quick and at once by many scrutinies.
Latin 20. Rav, about what you said that the students of Rabbi Shimon hated one another, you said that they felt desires of others to the extent in which they are contradicted to me. Can you expand on this or explain what it means that they felt the desires of the others and why they were contradicted to mine? Why does that create hatred?
Look, there are a lot of things. I can't answer like this. There's a lot of desires in the heart of a person. Simply to advance, to flow. The main thing for us, we shouldn't get confused between this advice and that advice. Just work on the connection constantly. Wherever everyone feels that he can add in the connection with the friend, to come closer to the friend, let him do it that moment. Go closer. That's it. There's nothing wise about this. It's something in the heart, not in the mind. Next.
Last question from Moscow 19. Is incorporation with the questions of the friends during the lesson and their answers considered that we're incorporated in the vessels of bestowal of the friends?
It's a certain kind of incorporation, but it's not that we're actually really incorporating it. If we all want it to happen, it will gradually, from one time to the next, one time to the next, until we start feeling that we are incorporated in the questions and in the answers. Okay? Good. So thank you, women. And let's hope that throughout the day we'll come back to the material. And the main thing is not to forget the article of the Avot. Not Avot, Matan Torah. And we'll continue the Avot tomorrow. So all the best to you all. We have...
No, Turkey won.
Well, Turkey won.
Thank you, my friend is asking. We are only working on spirituality for the attainment. Everything is in the name of the Creator. But there is a bad inclination. How can we ban the evil inclination to make a driving force from it to come to Arvut?
Without the evil inclination, we can't. He awakens us, pushes us ahead, draws us in all kinds of directions. That's called help against the Creator. But help that works as if against the Creator. But in that way, he helps us advance towards the Creator. That's why we need to work with him, to know how to work with him. It's written, who is the hero? One who conquers his inclination. Who is the hero of heroes that can turn his hater into his lover? Meaning that even the evil inclination becomes a good inclination that works in order to bestow the will to receive. That will be in order to bestow. That's called that the evil inclination became the good inclination. Just by connecting the right intention to it. So, let's do it. It's possible. Okay.
No. PT 3.
PT 3.
Thank you, Rav. Rav, a question from many friends, because not too long ago, a certain opportunity opened up, especially here in the Petah Tikva area, to return to physically study in the center. And this thing evoked many questions in the tens. How will we do? Because the friends already arranged their lives after 2 years in the virtual space in a certain way. And in short, how would you recommend for us to do this return now to the physical studies in Petah Tikva?
I don't know. I don't know what to do. I'm flowing with reality. You got used to because of this influence that came from above called coronavirus, to live at home, to study from home, to connect from home. The Creator, in a correct, nice way, just like He always does, first of all, He built a virtual connection between us. Each one has a computer. And all of the instruments needed to be in it in order to be connected to the net. That's why I can't say about what's happening here. But let's say now, let's say the corona just disappears. Even though I'm not sure about it, by the way, I personally, I'm not sure that it's really going away and that we're not going to be in danger. I think we're still going to have waves and they'll be opposite and I don't know. In order to correct humanity, there are still a lot of means for the Creator. Let's say now that there's a break in it and we can come and study here. And also that's a question. Without the Board of Health publishing all kinds of, and parts of the government that are interested in this way or that way to present themselves and their work and so on, we know how it's all sold. The question is this, can we really come back and live for a few hours, one next to the other, in one place, with one air conditioning system? It's not that we're out in nature or in some area. So it's a problem, I don't know. That's why when the doctors say it, I treat it in a very, how do I say it? With the warning. On one hand, I'm saying that if we're allowed to gather together without any limitations, okay. So I'm not going over any laws. But it still doesn't mean that it's right to do, and it's good. Because all doctors, with all due respect, and the Board of Education, it's all a matter of profit or loss in something, whether in their state or their money or their political game, I don't know what. Maybe they want to show that they've been working so nicely and the virus doesn't exist. That's why I don't know. I'm telling you all of my doubts. I would still leave it as one lesson a week together, Friday morning, here together in the center. Whoever wants to come can come, according to our conditions, as you know. And afterwards a meal, the hummus meal, as we say. Also here in the center, whoever comes. So after we study, we go downstairs from the study hall to the eating area, and that's where we are. That's it. We broadcast it to our friends in the world, and we want them too to participate, like in a lesson, and also in the meal, so they can organize something for themselves. Now, also to the lesson, not many people come. I heard, 160, right?
To the lesson on Friday?
Yeah.
A few more, but it wasn't a full hall like always.
350 came. So I was confused with the numbers.
160 was the question. We said, if we want them to all come, that was the question about that.
Okay, so it's still 350 came here to study. It's a quantity. On the other hand, I can't say. There's people that are very afraid of it, and there's people that aren't afraid of anything. About the virus, I'm saying. I can't determine for these and for those what to do. That's why, for now, let's leave these things for once a week with study and a meal. And I recommend, I'm asking, I'm advising our friends from around the world also to prepare some sandwich. And at the end of the lesson, we'll eat together. It adds a lot to the connection. Even though there's nothing in it, it really adds to the connection. Yes.
Thank you.
That's a Gilan.
Yes, so our announcement to conclude this coming Friday, the 27th of May, 2022, the study hall will be open to all those who are interested to participate in our daily Kabbalah lesson. Participation is for men 18 age and above. After that, the hummus meal, you need to register, sign up and pay in advance on the link. And we'll conclude with a song.
Thousands of years in the darkness we roam, chasing a whisper that's guiding us home. So many miles searching for a sign to break free from these cages of time. Is there some place beyond all the noise? A sweet silence behind every voice?